Give your students an interactive experience filled with activities, games, group workspaces, formative assessments, and more, all from a single place. Actively engage your students on any device from anywhere. Facilitate digital collaboration with a whole class or in small groups. Edit and transform existing slides and handouts into hands-on learning. That's Lumio at loom.io.
Hey, welcome back to TCEA 2024. We have our next guest in the seat. We're going to let her introduce herself and tell us who she is and what she does and all that good stuff. So here we go.
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Kimberly Ball. I work with Lumio. My background is in education. I taught for 15 years and wrote curriculum before that. And now I have the pleasure of working globally with our customer education and success team here at Lumio.
Awesome. So for the folks that are listening and they may not know what Lumio is, let's talk about what is Lumio.
Great question. Lumio is a cloud-based software that is all about lighting up learning and making learning an active learning experience, putting our students in the driver's seat. The magic of Lumio is you can take resources that you already have, bring them into Lumio, and elevate them with active learning, quick and easy ways to add variety and multimodal learning to your. Sparks a whole conversation based on their input rather than me just asking a question. So again, putting the student right in the front. And I still have that artifact of what that class said and what they believe so that I could then build on it for future lessons.
Yeah, I really like that idea of using it in that way where it sparks those conversations and, dare I say, debates in some cases where, you know, where you've got, in that particular instance, you know, you've probably got several students who would rank something higher than another group of students. And so you could either do it, you know, kind of one-on-one student as they defend themselves, if you will, air quotes, or you can break them up into small groups and say, okay, you know, this is the way things shook out. So, you know, you get to defend your position. You get to defend your position. That's really cool. That's a neat, what a neat approach to helping the students understand, but also as a different way for them to demonstrate their own content knowledge about the particular subject. That's very cool.
And before I came to work over at Lumio, I will say that my background is taught for 15 years in the classroom, wrote curriculum. And what I would really say Lumio's superpower is the flexibility in being able to deliver content in different ways so that I can do whole group, independent, I can have discussions. But it's not just that piece, it's the what high impact experiences I can create with the low output for teachers. Effort sometimes because teachers' resource, the time and money, right? These are the two things.
We don't have enough.
So one of our other activities is what we call shout it out. So the students can from their devices send up ideas, you know, to a collaborative space. One of my favorite examples of this is, you know, everybody grab the book that's in your desk and I'd like you to send up the first sentence in that book. And we're going to talk about how authors start stories. I've already now differentiated by interest, choice, level, because it's the book that they're in their desk. So hopefully you've already done that work, right? And now we're having an authentic conversation about the authors and books they're interested in and grouping them and categorizing them with categories they see, rather than me saying there's three ways we can start a story.
Right.
And then they can organize it, put it into meaningful groups, and then we say, okay, today when you're writing, you're gonna model one of these styles. As a teacher, all I had to do was ask a question. They provided the content and the authentic conversation, and that makes it so much more meaningful, and it's a lot less prep for me too. So it's a win all the way around.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
You know, what's really interesting, what I hear here is that, you know, what I've loved doing this 30 years and being in the industry this long, is that we're at the point where this is a tool, and it's a meaningful tool. It's a tool for curriculum. It's not just about the experience of being a technology piece. It's the tool that teachers have been looking for. So along that line, talk about what the teachers have added to this, because I know they have. I know that they, and how does Lumio, you know, work with them and say, this is a great idea, let's see how quickly we can make this happen inside the piece.
That is one of my favorite things. So the other part that I get to work with very closely at Lumio is our community of ambassadors. And we have a very active global community of educators all over the world. And we've definitely landed on, there's some universal truths in education. The buzzwords are different. The debates are sometimes different from government to government and things like that. But I will tell you, learning and and what's best for kids. There's some universal truths there. And so when those are escalated to us, we have our developers talk directly with educator groups and CNI. So it's not, we really think about all the different layers of stakeholders that are involved. And we even talk to students and when we have opportunities to work directly with them and say, okay, what is it that you need? And so one of the things we've been hearing a lot is we really need more accessibility to audio and on each element, not just on a slide. So currently we have it where teachers can add audio on one of the slides, any Google slide or PDF they bring in, they can add audio, which is great. But they've said we need to be able to do it in smaller elements, and we'd love for students to be able to record too. So that is currently already in our developer development. In product, we have feature requests right at the teacher's fingertips, and that is the number way to escalate something at Lumio, is to make sure we want to listen and make sure the tools match the learning that needs to be created in the classrooms.
Yeah. And I think that's so cool that you guys are open to that and have them present things that, you know, we, especially as adults, don't necessarily view through those eyes. So to be open to that, and then now it's already in development, so then be responsive to that is, that's very cool. It really is. I'm going to say unique, and I realize that by saying that, there's going to be a lot of people who are listening and go, that's not so unique. We do that too. Yeah, I get that. But I really do feel that that is a unique approach where you are listening to the ultimate end user, the students, and getting their feedback, and then pivoting based on their feedback.
We've even gone as far as had students with us here at TCA before in the booth with us, and I'll tell you guys, it's the best thing in the world to watch them stand there and be like, let me tell you what we can do, and showing it, and they're the biggest advocates.
Sometimes. I was just going to say, there's going to be no better ambassador than having a student show the teachers how the students are using it. Yeah. sorry, but at that point, you don't have excuse barriers anymore. You've got a student here doing it. Absolutely. And then what the experience is for those students to be able to stand in front of people and present their knowledge, and what a cool confidence booster, and just, as I said, you know, the experience alone of being able to, you know, be at a conference and guess what I got to do?
Ultimately, we are all about making connections that really matter. So whether it is connecting students in more authentic ways to the content that they're working with, connecting students more purposely to each other through feedback with their teacher when maybe they're shy to raise their hand, or is it to provide audiences and things like that, and where we can really work and build a network that to make sure we're making the impact that we want to make.
Yeah. You know, our educators are already under the gun. There's just so much going on.
So much.
So let's attack this one. Onboarding, because, you know, they're listening and they're going, or they're visiting a booth and going, I don't have 7 months, I don't have a semester, a year. But let's talk about onboarding and the ease of it, and, you know, how you guys make it even better.
That's a great question. So the best thing about Lumio that I think is it is really meant to be a product-led, so in the sense that once you're in it, you should immediately find things that are meaningful to you without a big training or, that you need to be guided through every step. And so that's one really exciting thing. So Lumio is something you can access for free. You can sign in with Google or Microsoft, and you can, you know, really take it for a drive and see if it's something for your classroom. And when you are in there for the very first time, you'll see these little graduation hats throughout the whole platform. And the graduation hats represent small little micro training resources, so little 2-minute videos. And the thing I can tell you about these videos is I'm a little biased. They're made by my team, but the team is all former educators. So when these tools are being positioned, that graphic organizer or that game-based learning, it is about the instruction behind it, not just how to build a game in Lumio. Mm-hmm. We're really big on making sure we can walk the walk and make it, you know, meaningful. So in just 2 minutes, you could quickly see how that shouted out activity provides the opportunity for students to put voice. We put a one or two suggestions in there. We, of course, have a multitude of resources beyond that, but that's my favorite onboarding piece to just jump right in. And then once they're ready, we encourage them to join and become ambassadors. You don't need to be an expert. You just want to learn and join us. We'll learn together. And we learn from them just as much as they're learning from us.
Yeah. So, top 5 features that the teachers love. Our top 10. Let's do top 5.
How much time do we have?
Yes, exactly. We have to narrow it down.
We're the top 222.
Top 222 reasons to love Lumio.
But, you know, when you're bringing your educators into conferences like this and asking them to present and do that, there's got to be a lot of overlap because there's got to be some features they just love. Yeah.
So I will say that the things that teachers really love is, what are you using right now? We're using Google Slides. Oh, I have all these PDFs that I have to use. I have a ton of, I'm loving Canva, and I'm building in Canva right now all the time, and we love it too. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, I can say, okay, let's take that piece that you have and let's bring it into Lumio. What's one thing that would make this more active for your students? Well, I'd love for them to have a little vocabulary, right? So what if we were to take the objective for the learning today and let's drop it in a fill in the blank. And instead of them just reading the objective, now they're dragging the words that are gonna be meaningful in the lesson in. So just one thing to add first. The next thing I always go to is the ad-free YouTube video. That one's a really big, really big win. You don't want them on Dude Perfect 2 seconds into. I love Dude Perfect, but we don't need to be in it 2 seconds into the lesson. And so, you know, starting with just a game-based activity and bringing it into a resource they have, and then adding one or two features. And then once they see that value, say, okay, now what's your next learning goal that you want to do? I want more collaboration. Let's take one of these slides here that maybe you brought in from Google, and let's make it a collaborative space for students to put ideas. And so we just do, just I recommend just one thing at a time. So I would definitely say the game-based learning is my absolute favorite. I love the shouted out tool that I recommended earlier, just because it's open and endless in the ways that we can use it. It also allows pictures to come up. So my favorite question is, you know, what is a metaphor that represents what we're learning about? And you know, suddenly you're having this really deep discussion about, you know, we were just talking about living, you know, not life cycles, and now we have all these metaphors to connect it to. So shout it out is a really powerful feature for student voice. And I love just being able to edit and combine things that I already have. Another thing I know as an educator, it took me, I'd be like, I have these Google Slides and I have this PDF and I just want them together. I don't want to be in three tabs. Mm-hmm. That's something Lumio can do. One tab wonder is kind of what we call it. Mm-hmm. How do we keep our students in one tab but still having a variety of different learning experiences? Also, as a implementer of technology, it's easier to implement one tool than 20 tools. And yes. So I really like the Swiss Army knife, so to speak, that Lumio can provide for the teachers.
So outside of just using it in class.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. What's the opportunities for the students and the educators to use it 24/7? You know, on the weekend, I've got a Sunday afternoon. I need to, what? What can I do?
Well, we definitely all got the opportunity to become experts in that in 2020, didn't we?
Yes. More than we wanted.
More than we wanted. No, this is a really good question, because learning should not end at the classroom, but also as we think about the equity of resources that happen in the homes, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, one home might have access to playing cards and counters and things like that, where another might not. So one of the great things about Lumio is there's student share links where students can continue working at home. So I can give that to them, and when they're at home, it's completely student paced where they can go page to page as they need to. But those same interactive elements are there. So if I need to put money counters in the hands of every student, I can send that home with them. And now I know every student has a resource to, you know, do counting of money or to back up that the PDF that I sent home with them. I need them to complete to try to create some equity. So that's one thing I like. I also like that they can continue their group work out of class, and they can continue those practice and resources. We've heard a lot of feedback from parents. Finally, we have spelling practice, and we're not doing spelling tests at the dining room table every Sunday night. They're practicing in other ways because the teachers are able to send that home. Math facts is another one. Mm-hmm. You know, my student didn't want to do flashcards with me anymore, and it was a fight. Well, now we have 10 different games they could play instead, and that's been really successful.
Yeah. Awesome. So for all of our listeners, our educators, our superintendents, what's the best way they can find out more information from you guys?
Absolutely. Go to our website, loom.io, L-U-M.io, and you can learn all about the tools. We will also find a logic model on our website. We call it the Why Behind the Firefly. Mm-hmm. And it's all the research that went into building Lumio and the student outcomes that, you know, you can expect to see by implementing those instructional practices with Lumio. So we really stand behind it. Great ways to get started. You can sign up for free and take it for a run and see what it looks like in your classroom. And like I said, just try one or two of those game-based activities. Just try one or two things, and I bet you'll be hooked.
Awesome. Hey, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys for having me.
Awesome.